Okay, here we are. This is like episode 7 or 8 of From the Mouths. And I am here solo with Ezra Brown. Right?
Yes.
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 Is it Ezra?
Yes.
And what song are we talking about today, Ezra?
Today we are talking about Last Train Home by John Mayer Solbrock.
John Mayer Solbrock. If you wanna roll me, then you gotta roll me all night long. Tell me why you like this song.
Well, I feel like it's cool because it's like a mixture of pop and rock.
Solbrock?
Yes. And the drums are good, the guitar is good, the singing is good, and when it all comes together, it just makes that one song that it's killer.
Just love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What are your favorite lyrics of this song? What do you find yourself singing when you have this song in your head?
All of it.
You sing the whole thing?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just a really good song, and I find myself, if I have the song playing or in my head, I just find myself either wherever it's at, beginning, middle, to end, or, you know, wherever it's at. What do you like about it?
That's a good question. I wasn't prepared for. I think it's just a catchy song. I think it's like standard John Mayer, like, oh, I'll write a song that everyone's gonna like. And he's really, really good at that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to, like, it's a love song, but I'm trying to figure out what it's actually about. What do you think it's about?
Oh, I'm cringing.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really think about what the songs are really about. I don't know if I should, but I mainly just think about just like what the music, like, I don't.
Yeah. You don't think about the lyrics so much as the music.
The music itself. It's like you don't think about it when you're listening to it on the radio. You just think about it being one of your favorite songs. So it's not really a song I think about.
You just like that.
I don't.
Pew, pew. Beow.
Yeah.
What do you think of the guitar solos in it?
I know what a solo is, but the guitar solos in specific are harder to think about when you're not listening to the song and talking into a microphone.
Sure. Yeah. So this song, if you were thinking about the lyrics, I guess what's confusing about it is he talks about him trying to go on the last train home, and then he says maybe you're the last train home, and then he says he's on the last train home, and he surrenders. So I don't.
Maybe you're the last train. Maybe you're the last train home.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just about, like, the things that happen breaking up. I don't know. That sounds stupider than I thought.
No, I don't think you should. It's not stupid at all. I think that's probably right.
I don't know, because if you want to use me, if you want to let me go, if you're coming with me, just let me. It's just like,
yeah, it's I feel like maybe it's a really confused, he's really confused, because that's kind of how it makes it sound in the lyrics. Like,
yeah, like, it doesn't really just, like, if you want to use me, you got to use me till I'm gone. If you want to know me, you got to know me through and through. If you want to hold me next to you. It's just kind of weird how there's, like, just, I don't really know how to put it really into words. It's like I got it in my head, but I can't actually say it in words. It'd just be like,
yeah,
it's just a confusing song that you never really think about until someone asks you, what do you think this song's about? You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like,
so it's just hard. You don't really think about those things when you're listening to the song. So, I don't really know what it's about or what it's trying to say, or just,
yeah, I really, reading the lyrics, I really can't tell. It's on the edge of like, he's made a mistake and they broke up, but then at the same time he's like
I love,
if you're gonna
person,
hurt me, yeah, you gotta hold me next to you, and then things go wrong, he put his heart where it don't belong. So he does, it's not really consistent. There's like not a really a consistent,
it's not, it's just kind of
theme,
like all over the place. It's like,
so do you say John Mayer is a little all over the place on this song?
Yes,
I feel like he wrote the song so that he could say, I'm on the last train home. I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running, and I surrender.
That's the main theme of it, I guess.
There's more. Look at that. There's more of that lyrically
than the rest
of the song. Because it's a verse, and like then, a pre-chorus.
Yeah.
And then a verse, and then a pre-chorus. And then
it just,
I guess that's it.
Yeah, so it doesn't really have a general theme to it. It is just
some word yeah, breakup, relationship is, word salad.
Yeah, that's
like just these phrases thrown in, like a radish,
yeah,
and a cucumber and a red pepper.
Yeah, you don't cut them. You don't think about how it's going to taste. You just throw them in.
This is a salad. So it's like a love song that encompasses all aspects of
it's
a love song.
It's just really like, he's not, I don't know if he is or is not trying to like say what he wants to say, or if it's just a song to get popular on Spotify. That's like the thing that, I mean, most musicians want to do. Like, who doesn't want to be popular on Spotify?
Who doesn't want to be Spotify
it's
popular?
It's just like,
I can hear Otis on the TV upstairs.
God. Yeah, so,
so there's like a deeper,
just really, there's always a deeper meaning to things, but you really don't think about those things. You're just thinking about
how it feels.
How it feels, and it's just,
yeah,
to me, it's kind of just like, can't find the deeper meaning. I feel like it's just like a general song. Like, he either, I don't know. I feel like he was, but then at the same time, you can't tell if he wasn't trying to actually say something or not. So it's just,
yeah, and maybe it's like this meta song where he's like encapsulating all the aspects of a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, just
from like being in love to breaking up to being sad to being realizing themselves. Yes, all the above.
Yeah, just everything that involves going through a relationship and the just the cycle.
Yeah, I wonder where the last train running is going for John Mayer. Where do you think he's going?
Right.
Choo-choo woochie. Choo-choo. Where do you think that train's going, Ezra?
Your butt he took that.
That is not a train I would ride.
But yeah, I do think that it was. It's a good song, and he's trying to put his heart out to it. But yeah. You can't really grasp the concept when you're asked a question.
Yeah, well, you can't. Maybe because there's nothing to grasp. Maybe John Mayer doesn't even know.
Yeah, just wrote a song.
Just wrote a song. I just wrote a song, dude. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Can a song just be a song? Oh, yeah. So he gets a lot of flack for sounding like that song from Toto. And I showed Ezra Africa by Toto, and his first words were, when compared to Last Train Running or Last Train Home, what did you think when I played that song right after Last Train Home?
It sounded a lot alike, so it gets a lot of flack for like copying off this artist.
Yeah, I think on John Mayer's album, he copied a lot of those guys from Eric Clapton and Dire Straits, and then obviously Toto. But he did his own thing with it, so maybe he's just paying homage to it or trying to be ironic, or I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many things that who knows? Maybe he didn't even know that song was a song.
I'm pretty sure he knew.
He probably did, but I mean, it's 1 out of 100 billion
songs. Yeah, so who knows? He's just a guy writing songs. Songs are weird.
And
songs can open up a lot of conversation, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Yeah. Ezra says it's a good song. I agree with him.
I can sing that whole thing.
You can sing the whole thong. The whole thong.
The whole song.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
I don't. No, not really.
Well, thanks for listening
to From the Mouths, Last Train Home.
Solo edition with Ezra Brown. Bye-bye.